Want to be smarter? Want to be fitter? Want to be wealthier? Want to be better? This is Infinite Transcendence, where life mastery meets humor and sarcasm with a blunt approach. This is the place where we talk about mastering your life without the usual feel-good aspect. This is the podcast designed for people who want useful tips and information while being entertained. So sit back and enjoy the program.
Hello again and welcome to Infinite Transcendence. This guide is going to be about how to actually shave. I made my last guide on what to buy and what to look at depending on your preferences or needs. Like I said, again, I recommend the Double Edge. Check that video out. I talked about each one and the pros and cons. I find the Double Edge to be the most effective, best shave, and the best price overall. So I think that's your best bet personally. But let's talk about how to properly shave, because people probably shave all kinds of ways. They probably just do it and just don't think about it. This is going to tell you how to get the best quality shave with the least amount of irritation and the best smooth feel, especially, I say, for black people. As I said before, because people who are black are going to most likely have curly hair and get angry. You're more likely to get ingrown hairs and hyperpigmentation and bumps and irritation if you're black, because the curly hair is a lot different. And with a darker skin color, you're likely to get the pigmentation. So all it's important for everybody, but especially if you're black, definitely listen up. So shaving is not difficult at all. It's very simple once you get the technique down, once you know what to do. So what you need to start out with is a cream or a soap for shaving. You get the cream or the soap. I use soap personally. I get a brush, and you get the soap and brush and lather it. But you can use the cream as well. I bought a soap, and it lasts me almost 3 years for a soap, and I shave about every other day myself. I like a little stubble, but I don't like to be too shavy because it makes my face bump up. I like a nice clean shaven look mostly. But you can use either cream is easy to spray about. I guess it doesn't last long. Soap is longer lasting. I recommend one that doesn't have a fragrance or a scent because it's least likely to irritate your skin. That's, again, my personal preference. Yeah, there are kinds of fragrances if you want that. I guess girls might want that for their legs or something. But especially for your face is more sensitive. I say go without the fragrance. So you have the cream and soap. So what you need to do is you're going to get warm water, not hot. Hot water is going to irritate your skin. Cold water is going to close your pores. Warm water will soften your hair and make it easier to shave. So run the sink, get your water warm, and put it around your face or wherever you're going to do it. And also get your brush, dab it into the soap, make your lather. Or the cream is self-explanatory. Just spray it on your face. The next step is going to be once you get your face soaked, once you get your face warm and you got the brush, take the brush and get certain nice circular motions around your face to get that lather going. For me, I don't use a thick. People have these thick. I guess for the cream, you have those thick, huge, bubbly lathers. For the soap, it's not necessary. As long as it's covering up your face, you have a nice. It's not too thick. You want to have a nice amount of water in your soap, so it's not too hard. You want a nice liquid, but not too thin, but not too thick of a mixture, because you want to make it easy to go across your face. But you want to have soap there so you don't cut your skin. So once you lather up, you're going to take your blade. For razors, this is different. For single edge and double edge, this is what you're going to do. Cartridge, for single, double, and cartridge, this is what you're going to do. The other shave you can use a little bit different for electric, but I'm going to go through the other process for this. So what you do is you get your blade. You're going to go, there's three ways to shave. First one is with the grain, second is across the grain, and third is against the grain. With the grain is, that grain is your hair, basically. With the grain means you go in the direction your hair is going. That is going to have the least close shave, but it's the least likely to cut and irritate you. And then you have across the grain, where you go, like if your hair comes, like my facial hair comes like this. So I shave this way for my face, and that across the grain will be just going down. This cuts a bit closer, and it's a little more likely to cut and irritate you, but not too much. And you have against the grain, which would be going against my hair. That cuts the closest, but you're the most likely to bump or irritate yourself. Now, I recommend you not go against the grain, especially if you're black. I absolutely recommend you stay away from the against the grain shave, because you're going to probably bump and irritate yourself. My personal recommendation is do two shaves. One, you don't want to overshave because you can irritate yourself there. So first shave is, for me, I do with the grain, which for my neck is down. And then I do against. Now, for me, nowadays, I just do with the grain twice on my face because the shave is about the same, and I don't want to hit my sideburns. When I go down, I tend to hit my sideburns sometimes. So I go with the grain twice, and on my neck, I go across the grain the second time. That's my preference. You got to find what works for you. But I say with the grain, across the grain. And I don't recommend against the grain. Now, again, maybe for people who are white, you can probably shave. You can have more liberties with your shaving because your hair is straight. Or most ethnicities, if your hair is straight, fine. But curly hair, if you're black, I recommend you not go against the grain because you're going to get those bumps and ingrown hairs. You're going to have ingrown hairs and bumps are going to look nasty. And you can get a nice close shave without having to go against the grain. Anyways, I shave the same frequency. Whether I go any direction I go, I shave off the same frequency. I don't think it makes much of a difference. It's a little bit of a difference, but it doesn't matter much. I mean, it's negligible. Nobody's going to notice. You may notice. I mean, I still feel nice and smooth either way, so make sure you're shaving that way. You do, you know, go across in one piece. Don't go over the same. Once you shave over that soap and the soap is gone, don't go over it again until you put new lather. Now, for me, like I said, I do two shaves. So I put the lather on again, and then I just go over it again. I clean up the remaining hairs. So that's how you basically do it. It's pretty simple. You do the same thing with your single, straight, and cartridge. And for electric, you don't need lather or soap at all. You can use it for certain models. You don't need to. You just go. I recommend you do the same thing. But with that, you can take a little more liberties with the direction you shave in. But you can do the same thing with all of them. After that, once you get done, you clean up. You take, for the double edge, if your blade isn't dull, keep it. I spray some coolant, some 5-in-1 or cool spray on it or the blade, and that keeps it nice and cool, gets the bacteria off of it. I put links up for all that lather and the coolant, so you can check that out too. So, and that same thing with single edge too. Clean it, make sure I spray it personally. For a cartridge, if it's not dull, don't throw it away. If it is dull, throw your blade away. Single edge, don't throw away, you sharpen it. So keep the single edge. Electric, clean the hairs out of it. Get all the hairs and stuff out of it. You want it to be nice and clean. Spray the disinfectant in there. That's what I do anyways. Now some electric shavers have their own cleaning fluid, and in that you just stick it into the, depending on what you're using, you may take the head off. Now for the bronze series, the one I recommended for electric, you charge it and you can just stick the head in there and it cleans itself on a higher end model. So that's pretty much it. Once you clean up, use some aftershave. I'm weird. Now people use aftershave. There's some non-fragrance kind that's good for your skin, keeps it nice and soft and prevents irritation. Now personally, this is weird, but this is what I use. I use hand sanitizer or skin sanitizer. And I use it around when I cut my hair in line, I use it around my neck and stuff too. Reason is, it's basically alcohol in its pump form. I can just pump it, and it's cheap as hell. It's like you can buy a big bottle for like $5-6. So I can just pump. And I can just lather it, put it up, and just it's easy to apply around my face. It's not as messy. It's quick and easy. It deals with the irritation, and I know I don't bump up from it or anything. I've been doing this for like 10 years. So I do that, and of course, I know alcohol dries you out. I know that. So I take my shower. I personally shave before I shower. I shower up and then I put moisturizer on my face and I put the lotion and soap. I wash my face with soap and I put the lotion or oil-free moisturizer and then I'm done. Now you can do the same thing. You put some aftershave on and you leave out the door, but that's just how I do it. But you can do it whatever way you want, but just make sure you get yourself nice and clean and covered up and make sure you clean everything up and make sure you dispose of them if you need to and make sure you lather up. So, you know, basically rinse your face, lather, shave, dispose, and then aftershave. Keep it nice and simple. Those are your five tips on your way to shave. I guess it looks like a five-step process, essentially. Make it nice and simple and get you to the point and get it done. And let me know what you think. Do you do this already? How do you shave? Have you issues shaving? Do you just bump up a lot? Let me know what you think. If I missed anything, and as always, like, subscribe, and transcend infinitely.
Want more? Be sure to like, subscribe, and comment the video and subscribe to the podcast. Want even more? Check out the written article version and subscribe to the Infinite Transcendence website at infinitetranscendence.com for new and interesting quality content. Join now and receive a special gift. Also like our Facebook at Infinite Transcendence and follow us on Twitter at transcend_world. Keep watching and listening. See you next time and transcend infinitely.